Yo, TFP, it's your boy Abdi. We back at it with another episode. First of all, I want to say Happy New Year's to those folks out there. Everyone, as a matter of fact, Happy New Year's to everyone. You know, Merry Christmas to all those who celebrated. Happy Holidays. 2022, I know it's still early, but I hope everyone's resolutions going amazing. But yeah, Happy New Year's to you guys. Today, as you can see with the, backdrop, got a few things to talk about. You know, I'm going to be talking about DeMar DeRozan, why I think he's playing at an MVP level and he kind of getting overlooked. LeBron, man, playing like he's, LeBron's out here playing like he's 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, hasn't lost a step. And he's out here hooping. We talk about that. And now I'll be talking about a little bit of Ja Morant and Trae Young, two of the most prolific point guards in the NBA. Young superstars, we're going to get into that. But yeah, let me start off with this cat right here, DeMar DeRozan, Chicago Bulls this year, who currently have a record of 25-10. I also want to add that without DeMar this year, the Bulls are 1-2. But a lot of people are talking about all these MVP candidates. You know, you got Giannis, you got Nikola Jokic, those main three, four, five guys that they talk about, Joel, you feel me, Dame, all these cats, Steph Curry, and then you got the cats that no one talks about, whereas DeMar, LeBron, which is insane. No one's talking about him being an MVP or being considered an MVP candidate. He's doing what he's doing at 37 years old. I'll get to that next. But let's speak on what this man has been able to do with the Chicago Bulls. People seem to forget that a few years ago, he was one of the best shooting guards in the NBA, and they all wrote him off as soon as he went to San Antonio. But people also seem to forget that he was still getting buckets in San Antonio, hence the fact that the team that he was surrounded by and the supporting cast that he had didn't really mesh. I mean, you look at what he's doing this year. You see it right there on your screen. 26.9 points, 5 rebounds per game, and 4.5 assists per game. You look at the supporting cast the Chicago Bulls have in his Lonzo, LaVine, Vooch, Caruso. And you're looking at this guy's numbers like, whoa. It's amazing to a lot of people, but real talk, when you really think about it and you sit down and you look back at what he's been able to do in previous years, this is a cakewalk for him. It's easy. There's no problem for him like to average this many points, to get this much. Like, he's just, I feel like a lot of the media does nowadays is just focus on 3, 4, 5 guys for the entire year and then leave out the guys that are playing at an amazing level. And his counterpart, his teammate, Zach LaVine, is also playing at an all-star level as well. No one's talking about that. All-star level and MVP level as well. No one's talking about that. So I'm gonna give this guy his flowers while he's in the league, while he's still playing in the NBA. Man, folks out here, just stick to 3, 4, 5 guys. DeMar, keep killing. Top 3, in my opinion. Top 3 in the MVP race. And that's no cap. I keep seeing Giannis. I keep seeing Nikola Jokic. I keep seeing the same damn names 24-7. Yo, Perk. Big Perk. Out here on TV screens. Out here on headsets. Like, you talking about all these cats, but you leaving out this guy right here who's killing it this year. You guys listen to Big Perk. Y'all listen to Skip. Y'all listen to all those cats. They don't give their flowers to cats like this because they don't want... This is straight up solid solid play from what this man has been doing this year. And you can see it with the record that the Chicago Bulls have this year, which at 25-10. I think they're top five in the league so far when it comes to records. And I said earlier in the season that I think they possibly have a chance to make it out the Eastern Conference. They still do. They still do, heading into the All-Star break, which is coming up next month. So, yo, Big Perk, Stephen A., Shannon, Skip, all y'all analysts out there, give your flowers to this cat. All y'all folks out there making the votes, you so-called journalists, write him in. He deserves it. You feel me? Anyways, yo, enough talk about this guy. Let me talk about a former MVP. LeBron James, LA, not a great season, as you guys can see. They're one game above 500. With the star talent that they have out there with the roster, the way it is, they still can't get over that hump. I mentioned this previously, too. They still can't get over that hump. But you got 37-year-old LeBron James out here, 28.6 points per game. You know, he's nearing that, you know, double-double. Like, it's a piece of cake for him as well. But honestly, you look at this guy, the amount of miles he's put on in the league, you know, amount of minutes he's piled up throughout the years. You ask yourself, yo, how long can LeBron really do this for? Is this sustainable? Over 40. You know, when we hear over 40, we get to talking about guys like Brett Favre. Yeah, Favre played over 40. For those of you guys who don't know, a little education over here. Look at a guy with the name of Tom Brady right now in the NFL, who's playing over 40. And the NBA is hardly done. And this guy, I really believe this cat could go on until he's 50. And it's safe to say, like, the Lakers are ass, but hey, Lakers fans, y'all still got the greatest player of all time. I'm going to say it straight up right now. LeBron James is the greatest player of all time. We see what he's done. I don't care when he entered the league. I don't care how old he was when he entered the league. No one's ever going to do the things he's ever done. And he's still doing to this day. No one's ever going to duplicate that. I mean, I love Kobe. I love Jordan. And we can talk about how Kobe's slightly better than Jordan, but that's a whole nother conversation. If y'all want, you know, get into that, y'all know what to do. Hit that comment, you know? If you really want to get into why Kobe's better than MJ, in my opinion, we'll talk about it. We might even bring it up next episode. But still, how is this man still able to do the things that he's doing to the level that he's doing it at? On top of that, like, MVP caliber numbers. Shoot. And then you look at the Lakers record and you say to yourself, is he really valuable? Is he really that valuable? I mean, yes. Yes. He is, clearly. I mean, Russ is not having the best of the best this year. AD's out with an injury, you know. COVID's been hitting every team in the NBA. So there's that. But for real, how long can LeBron sustain this type of play? I mean, is it going to hurt them in the playoffs? These are questions you start asking yourself as a fan of the game and as a fan of Los Angeles. You know, the Lakers, to be exact. You know, is this type of play gonna carry us over that hump? You know, the play-in tournament, no one's talking about that yet. But looking like these guys are gonna be in the play-in tournament. What happens then? Is LeBron gonna get too worn out, too tired? These questions all, you know, they all come in pieces. So as a front office, I mean, we all know LeBron is the front office wherever he goes, but as a front office and as a coaching staff, what are you going to do before the trade deadline? What are you going to do when free agency comes around? You know? Questions arise. In my opinion, I think LeBron, as I said, LeBron's going to do this. And he's going to play absolutely insane and put up insane numbers in the playoffs. And the Lakers are still not going to do as well as we all thought they were going to do this past offseason. But yeah, LeBron, can you still get this going in April, May, June? You still going to be able to do what you're doing? We'll see. We'll see. But yo, let me talk about these two cats right here. These two guys right here have been absolutely killing it. First of all, send my flowers out to Trae Young. 56-point game that he had against the Blazers, which they lost. You know, no John Collins. COVID's hitting that team as well. Ja coming off an injury. Ja's coming off an injury. Absolutely killing it. 25.1 points per game, 6.7 assists per game, 5.7 rebounds per game. And I'm going back to the MVP talk that I just had in my first segment when I was talking about DeMar. These guys get left out. Why? Because the media y'all listen to is feeding you some bullshit with the same four or five names. Why are these guys not the same caliber as the same four or five names you hear on a daily consistent basis? On a consistent basis. On a daily basis. Right? I mean, shit. Trey's averaging. I think he's top three when it comes down to, like, how much points per game, you know, a single player is averaging so far this year. And it's swept under the rug. Why? Why is Ja's performance swept under the rug? I mean, yeah, you see him on, like, House of Highlights, Bleacher Report, all that BS. But no one else is talking about how these guys are putting up MVP numbers. Anyways, let me get to the question, y'all. Is Ja better than Trey? You look at the stats, you know, it's a little similar. It's not really there. I think Ja has a higher potential than Trey definitely does, in my opinion. I think Ja is definitely going to last longer in this league, in my opinion. Trey's a dog. Don't get me wrong. Trey's not. He's not one to mess around with. Ja's the guy that you would take if it was a bench or cut. A start or cut. Not even a bench. Start, bench, or cut. Start or cut. Or start. Let's do start or bench. All right. I'm starting Ja over Trey. Simply because of the high intensity that he plays with. We've seen that with Russ. We've seen that in the past with D-Rose. I'm comparing their games alike just because of how explosive and how intense this guy plays at on a daily basis. On a daily basis. I mean, I love Trey. Love him to death. You know? That's just a question that's been on my mind. If you guys could give me your input, y'all could comment down. You know? IG, YouTube, anything that I'm posting this on, y'all can comment down on any of those and let me know who you think is really, really better. You feel me? Yeah. Let me go back to that. What's it called? Kobe Jordan discussion. If you guys really want that on the next episode, please let me know. Let me know, because I really do believe that that could spark up some controversy on my end, you know, and on your end, depending on how you view your opinion. You know, we could talk about it. If y'all want to talk about it, let me know. We can make a Zoom room, you know. But in the meantime, if you made it this far. Like, you know, comment, and subscribe. Please subscribe. Please, please, please subscribe. You feel me? As a matter of fact, like as much as you can. Engage, you know? Yeah, appreciate y'all for listening. TFP Season 5, Episode Numero Cuatro. Yeah, I still know my Spanish. Shout out Mr. Morales. Yeah, y'all take care. Happy New Year, yo.